听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today at Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. French author Jules Verne takes his readers on amazing adventures. Today, 100 years after his death, people are still reading and enjoying his novels. Not only that, people are still making films of his novels. So what makes Verne still so appealing? His incredibly imaginative writing. Well, to be fair, Verne had some help in the form of his publisher, his friend Pierre Hetzel. We'll touch upon this in our next reading, which starts on page 13, right under the big number 2.
Jules Verne, Adventures in Imagination. At the age of 28, Verne married Honorine Morel, a young widow who had two daughters. With a family to support, Verne began working as a stockbroker. But he continued to write, getting up at 5 a.m. to write before going to his job in the afternoon. Verne's break finally came in 1862, when he met publisher Pierre Jules Hetzel. Hetzel saw potential in Verne's stories and advised Verne on how to make them better. Verne successfully published his first book in 1863 and went on to write 54 novels.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Ruth, and it's great to be with you on Studio Classroom Worldwide. We're going to be talking more today about famous author Jules Verne, who traveled a lot in his imagination and wrote some amazing books. We learned yesterday that he almost took a trip when he was 12 years old by himself on an ocean-going vessel. But instead, he promised just to travel in his imagination. And as a young man, he became a writer in Paris. And we're going to learn more about him today and how he came to write some of his books.
Let's get started by looking at his life as he's getting a little bit older. When he was 28 years old, we find out that Verne married Honorine Morel. And Honorine was a young widow who already had two daughters. And if you're a widow, that means that your husband has died and you have not remarried someone else. So when Jules Verne married Honorine, her previous husband had passed away.
That's right. And actually, at this time of history, this was quite common because people got sick and died quite easily because medical care was not as good. So it was not uncommon for a woman to lose her husband. And she met Jules Verne and they married. So now suddenly he had an instant family.
Instant family is right. Two daughters and a wife. And he's been writing, as we know, when he went to Paris. He began to write in spite of what his father wanted him to do. So now, with a family to support, Verne began working as a stock broker. Let's visit Liz with Grammar on the Go right now. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about Jules Verne, who's written many, many famous novels, including 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. If you haven't read the story, it's basically about this amazing adventure on board a submarine. And speaking of submarines, see that submarine behind me? I'll be going on board in a few minutes and getting a tour. But before I do, here's today's grammar tip sentence. With a family to support, Verne began working as a stockbroker. Notice how the sentence begins with the word with. It's a great way to start a sentence if you want to describe the situation that the subject is going to deal with. In the case of today's sentence, Vern's situation was that he had a family that he had to support. So he began working as a stockbroker. Of course, we could say, because he had a family that he needed to support, Vern began working as a stockbroker. However, that makes the sentence sound long and wordy. Try using with at the beginning of the sentence so you can bring immediate attention to the situation that the subject is connected to. For example, let's say Sam had only a few dollars left in his wallet, so he would need to find an ATM soon to get some more money. Then we can say that with only a few dollars left in his wallet, Sam needed to find an ATM soon. Or, let's suppose Tara knew that her day was going to be a busy one because she has to attend 3 meetings and finish several reports. We can say, with 3 meetings to attend and several reports to finish, Tara knew her day was going to be a busy one. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, be sure to check out the example sentences in today's grammar tip section. Time for me to go check out the submarine. I'm Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So we know that Jules Verne now has a family that he has to support. And so in order to do that, he begins working as a stockbroker. He hasn't had any books come out yet, so he has to make money somehow. So he becomes a stockbroker, Ruth.
That's right. That means he buys and sells stock in different companies, and that's his job. That's how he makes money to support his family. But he doesn't give up writing. He continues to write, getting up at 5 a.m. to write before going to his job. That is a dedicated man.
He is very dedicated to writing. We can tell once again that writing is such a passion for him. So he's getting up very early in the morning to write and going to his job as a stockbroker in the afternoon. Well, Vern's break finally came in 1862 when he met publisher Pierre Jules Hetzel.
That's right. Because before that, he was probably trying to find people who'd be willing to publish his books, who'd be willing to print them, to sell them. And his break, that means his chance, finally came when he met this publisher, Hetzel. And he saw potential in Vern's stories.
He did. He saw plenty of potential in Vern's stories. And he advised Vern on how to make them better. So Vern successfully published his first book in 1863. Let's stop there for just a minute. I want to go over these words published and publisher. If something is published, Ruth, what does that mean?
That means it's printed. Many copies are made and it's made available to sell so many people can read it. So publish is the verb and then publisher is the person who does the publishing.
Okay, so this man that he met, Pierre Jules Hetzel, would have been maybe an employee of a publishing company, and he helped Jules Verne publish his books. And so not only did he write one that was published in 1863, but Ruth, he went on to write how many novels?
54 novels. I can't even imagine writing one, and he wrote 54. He must have had a lot of imagination.
I think so, and that just lets us know that the title of this article is very accurate, Adventures in Imagination. He had so much to say. He was so creative, so much imagination that he had no problem writing 54 novels.
And I'm sure Vern was very excited when this first book was published. Well, we're going to take a short break now, but before we do, let's visit the chat room.
Ken, what are you reading?
Oh, I'm reading about Jules Verne in this month's Studio Classroom magazine.
Oh, the French author who wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Yep, that's the one. Hey, Ashley, can you help explain something for me?
Sure. What is it?
Well, it says here, Verne's break finally came in 1862 when he met publisher Pierre Jules Hetzel. What is Verne's break?
Oh, that's an interesting use of the word break. When someone gets a break, a big break or a lucky break, as we often say, the person suddenly receives a piece of good luck. It's usually an opportunity that leads to success in life.
So it's like being discovered by a scout and becoming a star?
Exactly. In that case, the discovery is the person's lucky break. You know, I may be working in the library right now, but I'm still waiting for my big break. Maybe I'll be discovered one day and go into show business.
Well, I hope you get your break. Break a leg.
Ken, that means something else.
Isn't break a leg used to wish someone success?
On stage. If you're backstage before a performance, you can say to one of the actors, break a leg, and that's used to wish them success in a performance.
Oh, how strange.
Yeah, it's a funny expression. The reason for it is that some actors are superstitious. They believe it is bad luck to say good luck to a performer, especially on opening night. So, if you want to wish a performer well, say, break a leg instead.
So it's actually an encouragement?
That's right, it is.
Well, when you get your big break and become a famous actress, I'll say to you, break a leg before you face all your fans.
Oh, how sweet. Well, library duties are calling, and it's time for me to get back to reality.
Okay, see ya, future star. 很简单的一个字 break, 但是它有诸多的含义。今天的课文讲到 Jules Verne 的 break, 在这里 break 表示幸运好运。那这个用法呢常常用在 a big break, 或是 a lucky break, 比如说 he got his big break when he was in college, 当他读大学的时候幸运女神眷顾了他。另外 break a leg, 字面上是跌断你的腿，但是这并不是在诅咒人，而是在演艺圈祝某一个演员在表演的时候能够有好运。因为许多的演员都很迷信，觉得讲 good luck 反而不吉祥，所以就改用 break a leg 来祝人好运。好，我们下次见。
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. We are continuing our discussion about Jules Verne. To fully appreciate the imagination of this Frenchman living in the 1800s, we have to remember that Verne wrote of air, space travel, and underwater travel, just to name a few, all at a time when they were neither practical nor possible. Certainly, Verne had an almost prophetic sense of what was going to happen in the world of technology and science, and this is one reason he was so great. Let's talk more about Verne the Visionary as we continue the lesson on the right-hand column, line 9.
Jules Verne, Adventures in Imagination. In his books, Verne enthralls readers with tales of extraordinary adventures. For example, in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Verne's characters explore oceans in a submarine. In Around the World in 80 Days, a man makes a bet to circle the globe in 80 days. Known as a visionary, Verne portrayed skyscrapers, automobiles, and air conditioners in Paris in the 20th century. None of those things existed then. They sprung from Verne's imagination. But he would not be surprised that today they are reality.
Welcome back, everyone. We're glad that you're continuing to learn with us about Jules Verne and Adventures in Imagination. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about some of his books, and they're very interesting and exciting.
As we find out in his books, Verne enthralls readers. He captivates them. He charms them. He captures their imagination. And this is all done with tales of extraordinary adventures. I like this word extraordinary, Ruth. I think this word says a lot about his writing.
It certainly does. That means it is not ordinary. It's something different, something amazing. And I think that's why readers were enthralled. Whenever you're enthralled, that means you cannot put something down. You just have to finish the story. So it must be a very extraordinary story to want to do that.
And those are the best types of books to read, the ones that enthrall you and that are extraordinary. So right now, let's learn about some of Jules Verne's fascinating books. The first one that we read about is called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And as you probably guessed, this book takes place in the ocean, under the waters.
That's right, deep in the ocean. A league is a certain measurement of depth. So we're talking about being deep, deep underwater. And in it, Verne's characters explore in a submarine. And nowadays, Chelsea, you know, going underwater, we see pictures of that on the Discovery Channel or other programs. But back when Verne wrote, people didn't have those kinds of ideas. They had to make it or create it all in their minds and just imagine what it must have been like to be deep in the ocean.
Yes, today submarines are common. People go on submarines a lot, especially if they're in the military or something. But back then, Jules Verne never would have been on a submarine. In fact, I don't really even think they had submarines back then. So this is once again showing us Jules Verne's fabulous imagination and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. What's the next book called, Ruth?
Well, this actually is my favorite Jules Verne story, Around the World in 80 Days, because I love to travel. And in this story, a man makes a bet to circle the globe in 80 days. Now, to us here in the 21st century, that would be easy to do. But back when Verne wrote, this was a very interesting, amazing idea that someone could circle the globe or go all the way around the world in that amount of time.
And you can actually see a picture from one of the films that's been created from this book in your magazine article on page 13. That maybe gives you an idea. These are, if you're not much of a reader, a lot of his books have been made into movies. You could always go and watch the movie. So there's two of Jules Verne's books. Let's learn about the third one. Known as a visionary, Verne portrayed many different things in one of his books. And if someone is a visionary, that means that they are a person who has the ability to imagine and how maybe a company or a society or an industry will develop in the future. So Jules Verne was definitely a visionary.
Yes, he was. He could imagine what something would be like in the future. We could almost say he could see into the future. And in this book, he portrayed skyscrapers, automobiles, and air conditioners in Paris in the 20th century. So he was writing back in the 19th century, and he was imagining what it would be like with all of these things. And none of them existed when he was alive.
Yeah, once again, none of this stuff was around. It was all stuff that he came up with on his own. So it's very interesting to see that most of the things he wrote about actually are in existence today. But then it all sprung from Verne's imagination. But he would not be surprised that today these things are reality. And I think that's true. He had such a vivid imagination. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would be so surprised that we have air conditioners today and automobiles and skyscrapers.
I don't think he would be, because he did have these ideas of what might be possible, and they sprung from his imagination. He just created them in his mind. And I think it would be interesting for him to know that, hey, I was right on. I could learn about these things and write about them, and now they're reality.
Yes, very interesting. Well, if you have never read a Jules Verne book, we hope that today you learned enough about him that you just might want to do that. We hope you learned a lot. Right now, we're going to watch a skit, and we'll see you next time here on Studio Classroom.
Excuse me, I am looking for Mr. Jules Verne. Sir!
Oops. I guess I fell asleep. I'm Jules Verne. Now, what kind of stock would you like to buy?
Oh, I am not interested in stocks.
You're not?
No, I am interested in your writing.
You are?
Yes, I'm a publisher. And I see potential in your stories.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if we work together, we can make them even better.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I have lots of ideas. Here's one called 3 meters under the sea.
3 meters is not very deep. How about 20,000 leagues under the sea?
Oh, that's deep. Huh? I'll have to invent an imaginary submarine.
What else do you have?
Here's one called Around the World in 247 Days.
That's kind of slow. What about Around the World in 80 days?
Oh, I bet I can. Mm-hmm. I'll invent imaginary automobiles and hot air balloons.
These ideas are extraordinary. I'm sure your books will be very successful.
Great. And I've got about a dozen other ideas for novels.
It's not enough. How about 54 ideas?
All right. Hmm? Then I can write about skyscrapers and air conditioners and many more imaginary inventions.
Yes, keep using that imagination.
I will.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 widow 这个名词。Widow 是指寡妇，例如 The poor widow had to give up her children and send them to the orphanage. 这个可怜的寡妇不得不放弃自己的孩子，送他们去孤儿院。如果是丧妻的官夫的话，是 widow 的字尾再加上 er 变成 widower。例如 ，After the accident, Patrick found himself a widower with 3 kids。经过了这场意外 ，Patrick 发现自己成为了一个带着三个孩子的官夫。接下来我们看的是 publish 这个动词 ，publish 是指出版。例如 ，The author's latest novel was published in 1999。这位作者最近的一部小说是1999年出版的。课文中还提到他的名字是 publisher。publisher 是指出版商。例如 ,his book was published by Random House, a world-renowned publisher。他的书是由世界闻名的兰登出版社出版的。或者是 ,Dave works for a publisher that only publishes textbooks。Dave 在一家只出版教科书的出版商工作。最后我们看的是 visionary 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 vision, 远见或愿景这个名词。字尾加上 ary, 这个代表人的字尾就变成有远见的人。例如 ,The Nobel Prize winner was a visionary who started a new era in his professional field. 这位诺贝尔奖得主是位高瞻远瞩的人，他在专业领域中开创了新的纪元。And time really flies!Don't forget to come back tomorrow for more language tips.
Jules Verne, Adventures in Imagination. At the age of 28, Verne married Honorine Morel, a young widow who had 2 daughters. With a family to support, Verne began working as a stockbroker, but he continued to write.Getting up at 5 a.m. to write before going to his job in the afternoon. Verne's break finally came in 1862 when he met publisher Pierre-Jules Hetzel. Hetzel saw potential in Verne's stories and advised Verne on how to make them better. Verne successfully published his first book in 1863 and went on to write 54 novels. Adventures in Imagination. In his books,Verne enthralls readers with tales of extraordinary adventures. For example, in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Verne's characters explore oceans in a submarine. In Around the World in 80 Days, a man makes a bet to circle the globe in 80 days. Known as a visionary, Verne portrayed skyscrapers, automobiles, and air conditioners in Paris in the 20th century. None of those things existed then.They sprung from Verne's imagination. But he would not be surprised that today they are reality.
Interestingly, in the year 1989, Jules Verne's great-grandson found a novel that the author had locked away in a safe 120 years ago. The novel confirms Verne's mysterious ability to look into the future, as it contains descriptions of high-speed trains, gas-powered automobiles, calculators, and a worldwide communications network. And remember, this was written in the 1860s. Friends, next month, our featured historical figure is an Italian artist who did some of his greatest work lying on his back. Tomorrow, we will ask the expert. Until then, have a great day, everybody.